Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, family.
Welcome to the weekly reading of the Word of Truth. I'm Brother Dale Well. Glad you could join us. We'll be picking up or continuing in the book of Genesis, or Bereshit. Chapter 21. Bereshit, chapter 21, verse 1. Let me read. And Yahweh visited Sarah, as he had said. And Yahweh did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, of which Elohim had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son, Isaac, being 8 days old, as Elohim had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, Elohim has made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. She said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking, for she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And Elohim said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman, and all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she said, and she went and sat her down over against him, good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of Elohim called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, but fear not, for Elohim have heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And Elohim was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, Elohim is with thee all that thou doest. Now, therefore, swear unto me here by Elohim that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I will not who have done this thing, neither did thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba. And he called there on the name of Yahweh, the everlasting El. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Genesis 22, Bereshit 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things, Elohim did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took 2 of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which Elohim had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the donkeys, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, the fire in his hand, and a knife. And they went, both of them, together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb? Abraham said, My son, Elohim will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. And they came to the place which Elohim had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Yahweh called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lamb, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest Elohim, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh Yariah, as it is said to this day, in the mouth of Yahweh it shall be seen. Angel of Yahweh called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith Yahweh, for because thou hast done this thing and has not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she has also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, Cush his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Hepheth, and Hazo, and Bildash, and Gidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begat Rebekah. Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother, and his concubine, whose name was Reuma. She bare also Teba and Gaham and Dahash and Ma'aka. Bereshit chapter 23, verse 1. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjathaba. The same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my master. Thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. Ron dwelt among the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my master, hear me. The field give I thee that is therein, I give it thee in the presence of the sons of my people, give it I thee, bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My master, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money, with the merchant. And the field of Ephron, Mamre, the field, and the cave, which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that will end at the gate of his city. Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre. The same is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. In the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession by the sons of Heth. Genesis chapter 24, Bereshit 24, verse 1. Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by Yahweh, the mighty one, the Elohim of heaven and the Elohim of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country, unto my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I need bring thy son again unto the land from which thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. Yahweh, Elohim of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, which spake unto me and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and sware to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city, by a well of water at the time. In the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camel drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was a son, Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my master. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camel also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her whether Yahweh had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel wheat and took bracelets for her hand of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house, or is the larger? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped Yahweh. And she said, blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy. In his truth, I being in the way, Yahweh, led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and took them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the well. And it came to pass when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of Yahweh. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and he gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet. And the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him, to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on, I am servant. And Abraham hath blessed my sister. And Yahweh, he said, I am Abraham's servant, and Yahweh has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and donkeys to my master when she was old, and unto him has he given all that he had. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the children of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house, into my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow. And he said unto me, before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son and of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath when thou comest to my council. And if the one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And it came to pass to me, and I came this day unto the well and said, O Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thine pitcher to drink. And she said to me, both drink thou, and I will also for thy camel. Let the same be the woman whom Yahweh hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she said, make haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder, and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I made drink, and she made the camels drink also. And I said her, and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face, and the bracelets upon her hand, and I bowed down my head and worshiped Yahweh and blessed Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left hand. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from Yahweh. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Both Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as Yahweh has spoken. And it came to pass, when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped Yahweh, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave her also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After, then she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing Yahweh has prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go away with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands, of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah, and she went his way, And Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahai Roi, for he dwelt in the south country, to meditate in the field at the evening time. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother, Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. So, family, we're going to stop right there. Hope you enjoyed the reading. Once again, the word of truth, Yahweh's word, filling us in on a time before our time. This is Brother Dale Well. Yahweh bless you and keep you. I bid you shalom.